Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Is A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Tasyanu bhava katito
gunascha
paramodayaha
bhoman renun sabimame
yo vishnor vanayed gunan.
Okay, so you can read the word for word and the translation.
In Tamil.
Today is a joyful, glorious, and auspicious day. Of course, in Krishna consciousness, every day is joyful, glorious, and auspicious. But today is especially so because of the celebration of the appearance of Bhagavan Varaha Deva. We know where Krishna appeared. Where did Krishna appear? Mathura, is that right? Well, that's what everyone says, but the residents, the Rajavasis say he appeared in Vrindavan, which is also within Mathura district. Where did Ram appear?
Ayodhya.
All right, very good. Where did Varahadeva appear? Brahma Loka. Well, he appeared from the nostril of Brahma.
Here in the purport, it's stated that according to some opinions, Varaha Dev, he remained within the water for many millions of years. And we should not doubt this because the Lord has, he is inconceivable. But even the very appearance and the very existence of Varaha Dev is inconceivable. He appeared, first of all, from the nostril of Brahma. What size was he when he appeared? Who can remember? What's the answer? Specifically, it's described? Well, in the Bhagavatam, it says he appeared at the size of the upper part of the thumb. For a start, appearing from the nose, it's not a normal way to get born. And then he immediately became very huge. So big, he can pick up the whole earth. So now all our scientists have run away. And probably everyone else is run away also. In Christianity, they worship Jesus. They think he's God. In Islam, they think that God has no form. In Buddhism also, Vishnu is worshipped as the ninth avatar among the dash avatars, human form. Who will accept that God has appeared in the form of a pig? If we want to insult someone, we call them a pig, or in Hindi, the son of a pig. In Tamil, what do you call? Is it an insult to call someone a pig? Yeah. What does he say?
That same word, panchi, we will use in the plural form, panni.
So what to say? This is inconceivable. Of course, Varaha Dev, he is the Supreme Lord. So even in the form of a pig, he's extremely beautiful. We may wonder how a pig form could be beautiful. There's one famous painter, modern painter, of religious painter, who died recently, B.N. Sharma. He has painted Varaha Dev, and from his painting, you can see he's inspired by Divya Saraswati. You can see how Varaha Dev is very beautiful. But he's inconceivable. He's definitely not an ordinary pig. He's so big, he can pick up the earth on his tusks. If at all we are to accept that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is all-powerful, then we have to accept that everything is possible for him. It is he who creates, maintains, and destroys all the universes. So if he can create the whole universe, then why can't he pick up or assume a form big enough to pick up a small part of it? Actually, all this doubting, why should we doubt? We find in Srila Prabhupada's preaching that a lot of his preaching goes to refute or oppose the empiric outlook. But previous acharyas, they didn't do so. It's only in, they make some comments, but they never say how, they never try to justify the appearance of Varaha. They just state that he appeared
He fought with Hiranyaksha. He killed him. He picked up the earth. This doubtfulness of the empiricists has become the dominant worldview in the modern age. Of course, doubt is not something unique to Kali Yuga or to the modern age, or the present, the last few hundred years of Kali Yuga, the age of the Enlightenment, they call it, when people became more stupid than ever. There'll always be someone in human society who doesn't believe that Vishnu can put an elephant through an eye of a needle. But this arrogant, condescending, so-called scientific worldview that presently dominates the world, through that lens, people do not accept Shastra. But previously, people would just discuss some of this. Oh, Varaha appeared like this. Vamana came, he became so big, he covered the whole universe in two steps. So, we just accept. That's all. Varaha Dev is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He appeared to lift up the earth and to destroy Hiranyaksha. The story is narrated in the third canto of the Bhagavatam, how Jai and Vijay, the doorkeepers of Vaikuntha, were cursed to fall to this material world. And they first appeared as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. And there are two appearances of the Varaha Dev, according to some acharyas, and according to some acharyas, one appearance. But these are these two activities, lifting up the earth and killing Hiranyaksha, these are the two prominent activities of Varaha Dev. The Bhumi, that is of course the name of the earth, she is also one of the Shaktis or wives of Vishnu. And she also appears as Satyabhama in Krishna Lila. So at the time of lifting up the earth, from which was sunk in the Garbhodak, the ocean of within the universe, at the bottom of the universe, at that time, Vishnu, Varaha, impregnated her, and a son was born. So Varaha Devi is often worshipped as Bhuvaraha. That's just like we have Lakshmi Narayana, Sita Ram. So we can say just Narayana, or we can say Lakshmi Narayana. We can say just Rama, or we can say Sita Rama. We can say Varaha, or we can say Bhuvaraha. She is his Shakti, his wife. And it seems that previously, within this Kali Yuga, the worship of Varaha Dev was more widespread, especially by kings, and many kings would take the name Bhuvaraha. And Varaha is especially connected with Yajna. We'll find the prayers to him are especially connecting him with Yajna. He's also known as Yajna Varaha. So that's also a major activities of kings in Vedic culture, is to offer sacrifices to Vishnu. Among the Dashavatara, we find that the first five mostly worshipped in the Ramanuja Sampradaya. Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, the first three, we don't find worshipped hardly outside Ramanuja Sampradaya. Narasimha is widely worshipped, but especially in Ramanuja Sampradaya. And Vamana is also mostly. Parashuram, we don't find worship much except in Kerala. Then number seven, Ramachandra Bhagavan, is widely worshipped everywhere. Everywhere means within the civilized world, which means within India. But even then, especially more so, we'll find in the... is given much prominence also in... Well, in North India, the Ramanandis, who are an offshoot of the Ramanuja Sampradaya, they mostly worship Ram. Everyone worships Ram. But the Madhva Sampradaya, they worship Krishna mostly and Narayana. The Nimbaka Sampradaya, they're concentrated on Krishna, Radha Krishna. Gauriya Sampradaya, Krishna. And the Vallabh Sampradaya, which is the present representation of Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, they're also concentrating on Krishna. Then the eighth avatar is Balaram, or sometimes taken as Krishna. So everyone worships Krishna. Not much worship of Balaram.
Then Buddha is not worshipped by any Vaishnavas, only by Buddhists. And Kalki, also not much, we don't find much worship of him. He's yet to come. Of course, he already appeared in Tamil Nadu recently. But, well, someone thinks like that. Yeah. Did you say the word Muttal? Yeah, okay. That is. He's a fool. He's a rascal. So-called Kalki avatar. So Varaha Dev, we'll find present temples of Varaha Dev. They're mostly in South India, outside of Kerala, which has its own culture. That means in Tamil Nadu, what's now called Tamil Nadu, what's now called Andhra Pradesh, which is soon going to be divided, it seems. And in Karnataka, these are the places where there are temples of Bhuvaraha. And, yeah, no, not in Kerala, so anyway, as far as I know. So, and especially, well, those of us who are staying in northern Tamil Nadu, we know that Kanchi, there's the Varaha temple we regularly visit there. So, we should preach Varaha Mahima, the glories of Varaha Dev. Actually, we have to preach the glories of Krishna. And Gauriyas means to preach the glories of Radha Krishna. Especially, or, well, maybe not especially, but ultimately the intimacy of Radha and Krishna. God at his best. God at his best. That is, of course, a very confidential topic. And that is expressly celebrated in the Gita Govinda of Jayadev Goswami. The song, or the kirtan which we just sung, that is at this Dashavata Stotram, that is at the introduction of Gita Govinda. So before we hear about Shrinu Sukadam, Sukadam, Shrinu Sukadam, Shubhadam Bhavasaram. In this material world, hearing about the 10 avatars, Sri Jayadeva Idam, Sri Jayadeva Kavair Idam Uditam Udaram, Shrinu Sukadam, Shubhadam Bhavasaram, Keshava Dhritta Dasha Vidharupa Jaya Jagadisha. In this material world, hearing about Jagadish, the controller of the universe, in his 10 forms, as recounted by Jayadev, is very pleasing and very auspicious. So when we hear about Krishna and the past, intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna, we should first of all know that this Krishna, he is Jagadish, the controller of the universe. It is he who appears as Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narasimhadi, Dashavidha, Avatar. We can preach the glories of Varaha. Who can think of a good way to preach the glories of Varaha, Dev? What shall we do? We'll go out in the streets and tell everyone that today is the day that this Supreme has appeared in the form of a transcendental boar. Who can think of a good way to preach the glories of Varaha Deva? Distribute Bhagavatam sets. This is the science of God. Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam Mukta Sangasya Jayate. This knowledge of the science of God as imparted in Srimad Bhagavatam will free one from the entanglement of this material world. So everything is imparted systematically there. So that by reading systematically through these books, one is prepared to accept and comprehend the nature of the avatars. Srila Prabhupada's purports prepare the reader, who even someone with no background in Vedic culture, to accept the truth of Varaha Avatara. So on the day of Varaha Dwadashi, we can think how to preach the glories of Varaha Dev by distributing Srila Prabhupada's books and especially the Srimad Bhagavatam. And I am sure that if we distribute Srimad Bhagavatam sets in Sinhalese, that the thoughtful people of this country will accept that this knowledge needs to be adopted by individuals and by the whole society. Today is Varaha Dwadashi and tomorrow is Nityananda Trayodashi. Nityananda Prabhu is the first preacher of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult. So we should pray to Nityananda Prabhu for the strength to preach Krishna consciousness. Actually, it should be a very good time for preaching in Sri Lanka. Even among the Sinhalese, the whole country is now being subjected to modernity. It's just being smashed onto it, is it not? They've been living simply, and all of a sudden, big highways and all modern things, and they're just thrown into the modern world, and they're discombobulated. Everyone has to go to school and learn all these nonsense things that they teach them in the school. And although they have a long tradition of Buddhism, the real Buddhists are becoming less and less. The religion is not spread or maintained simply by buildings and organizations. It requires exemplars, real sadhus, to uphold that. So, although we may be concerned with our own little lives, we should think about how to bring Krishna consciousness to others. And the first thing we have to do when we come to any country is to get the books translated and distributed. Of course, when we come, we have to do Harinam and we have to make centers and this and that, but the real preaching begins with the books. Srila Prabhupada always emphasized this. So the appearance of Varaha Dev is inconceivable. So we can pray for his mercy that this little Krishna consciousness movement in Sri Lanka, which is nice but nothing to get too excited about from the material point of view, it's nothing, it's just a few people, that it may become very big very quickly and subdue all the demons. But I don't know this country very well, but I don't think there are not many real hardcore demons here. Is it? There are not many. Yeah. There was a horrible war just now, but people, they're actually mild-mannered and religious, and most people, you don't find people who actually want to be bad or are really trying to mess people up, like you do find in other places. At the same time, they are very attached to their own traditions, and we'll have to very carefully introduce them to Krishna consciousness. The Hindus here, they say this is Shiva Bhumi. Is that particularly this northeast part or the whole of Sri Lanka? Especially the northeast, the Tamil area. They say it's Shiva Bhumi. They don't want it to be Krishna Bhumi. Is it? We may get some opposition from them. But you can tell them that, well, why this area? Actually, he's Parameshwara of the whole universe, so the whole universe is Shiva Bhumi from that aspect. He's Parameshwara, but he's Parameshwara for the material world, and above him is Vishnu. They may not accept that. But this is not particularly Shiva Bhumi. Some places we can say Shiva Bhumi, like Kedarnath. They're ancient temples of self-manifested Shiva. This Varanasi is Shiva Bhumi. Then there's that Rameshwaram. Both of them. Yeah. Well, there are the different lingas of the Pancha. What are they called? Mahabhuta lingas. Mahakaleshwar is Ujjain. There's the Jalalinga, Akashalinga, and all this in different places. Yeah. This is not Shiva Bhumi. This is Shaiva Bhumi, because they consider themselves followers of Shiva. So it's Shaiva Bhumi. So we should quote to them from Padma Purana. What does Lord Shiva say? Aradhananam sarvesham vishnor aradhanam param. Yeah, anyway, that next part is a bit much for them. One step at a time. One step at a time. The topmost worship is that of Vishnu. Books, let the books go out. That will change the atmosphere. We see that all over the world. With mass distribution of books and festivals and public chanting of Hare Krishna, distribution of prasadam, then gradually the people's attitude changes.
Hare Krishna. Varaha Dev Bhagavan Ki Jai.
Yeah.
You mentioned that this place is a nice place and the time was a very nice week. So that is why I am here. My Guru Maharaj said to me, don't stay here, come back to Melbourne. But still, I am not against my Guru Maharaj, but still I want to preach in Sri Lanka.
Yeah. Jai. Get the books. Get the books in Sinhalese. You please do that.
My humble request here is for Dr. Vivas Maharaj, please. You also come and help us at least once a year to come to Sri Lanka. This is a disease case. So you are a doctor. So you are a specialist. So you should come to Sri Lanka at least once in 3 months. The same request I made to
He's doing that more and more, yeah.
At least once in 6 months, at least, please.
Thank you for your kind supplication that I come regularly.
This is our
He's part of tickets.
Not my one, so everyone is telling me to tell you to please come to Sri Lanka.
Yeah. The thing is that I have so many, wherever I go, they say that. But some places they tell me don't come at all. Either they tell me don't come or come more. I've donated Vasudev Prabhu full time. All right, I'm with you, at least in spirit. But devotees are coming regularly. Those books, Sinhalese, we need the books in Sinhalese, most important. Yeah, cultivate him. Cultivate him. He's Sinhalese?
Tamil.
Speaks very good. We have our historian. Historical actor. You, instead of acting history, you can make history. Make history. We can teach people what is the full Buddhism. Buddha means intelligent. So full manifestation of Buddhism is to love. Beyond simply getting free from suffering is love. That's the highest. That's why we see that, now we get into a big discussion. There was Buddha himself, what he taught, that is what is called, that has come out as Theravada Buddhism, which is prominent in Sri Lanka, which is basically philosophy and moral activity, dharma, dhamma, as it is in Pali. Mahayana Buddhism is, actually it's complete speculation, but it is the propensity to worship and to love is incorporated in that. It's a speculation because Buddha didn't teach anything like that at all. But we see even in the countries where the Theravada or the original Buddhism is strong, like in Sri Lanka, and I spent time in Thailand also, everyone's worshipping someone. If it's not Buddha, they're worshipping Hindu gods, spirits. The propensity to worship is inherent in every living being. So we would like to inform the Buddhists that cessation of suffering is the beginning, but beyond that is the platform of pure love. That is bhakti. Anyway, that's a big topic. But I'm pretty sure, I haven't studied, but I'm pretty sure that most Buddhists have very little idea about what the actual teachings of Buddhism are, because it's the same in every religion. They don't know. And in that respect, Hindus are champions. If you ask any Hindu, what is the meaning of Hinduism? How many Hindus are in the world? About a billion or so? You'll probably get a billion different answers. Or maybe you'll just get a blank face from most of them. And probably the best educated are the Muslims. I mean, even they may not be educated in anything, but they know what the tenets of their religion are, whether it's Shia or Sunni or whatever. So our movement, as Srila Prabhupada said, is meant to be an educational movement. People from Hindu background tend to take to it sentimentally, but we should learn what is in these books. We should study and understand. Otherwise, why should we follow? We should know. And we shouldn't think that because people don't have a big education, they don't have an MSc or an LLB or something like that, that they can't understand these things. This is spiritual knowledge. And we find many devotees from backgrounds, they don't have much material education, but they can understand this philosophy very nicely. Maybe I'm an example. I don't have any big education from the material sense. PhD means Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Now, Tamil, Srimad Bhagavatam set is printed newly by BBP Bombay, and we got some sponsors from whoever, so we would like to order one big load of Srimad Bhagavatam. So you would like to give us a target for 2014, how many sets left?
How much do you think the target should be of distributing Bhagavatam sets?
How many sponsors? I was thinking
1,250.
You sponsor 1,000?
Uh-huh. But we can order as much as we like, but we have to distribute.
I see, yeah.
Prabhu will give
70. On credit?
Yeah, you give like you. More.
Well, whatever you think you can do, think more. In, for 1 year. In Kartik in Vrindavan, I told Radhesh in Surat, he should distribute Bhagavatam sets during the marathon. They had no experience of distributing sets. And they set a target, I can't remember what it was, but what 51, and they exceeded that target. Even though they had no experience of doing that. This whole Bhagavatam set distribution among my disciples began with Acharya Prabhu in Tamil Nadu, and going into places where they never heard of ISKCON, he doesn't speak a word of Tamil, and he would distribute Bhagavatam sets. If people's, of course we present that especially to people who show some interest, particularly when we show them Gita and all, they show some special interest, then we show them the set. It's very impressive. If you see a whole set of these books with all, and you tell them it's an encyclopedia of spiritual knowledge, and they can see that there's so many books with so much, all the different covers, different pastimes are shown. It's very, they've never seen anything like that, never imagined anything like that in their life. In the mid-1970s, Srila Prabhupada had some of his top disciples go to the universities to distribute his sets of Bhagavatam. And many of these professors, when they saw these books, they would just get very excited, because it's just something that they wanted, but they didn't have it. Now they have it. It's, they know of the Bhagavatam, and academically they know of the Bhagavatam, and it's important, but there's no good English edition. What to speak of? It's beautifully produced with explanations, and each Sanskrit word is explained. Many of them got very excited, and they wrote superb reviews just expressing their appreciation. And the devotees who are reading these books daily, they also become so excited to share this knowledge that their enthusiasm, it transmits to other people, and they just want to take the books. And you have to know what's in the books to answer the questions that people are going to ask you. So the whole world becomes purified, and we ourselves, we are forced to become advanced by distributing these books, especially the sets of books. And people read these books and they hear about all the great devotees and the qualities of devotees. They expect us to reflect those qualities, so we have to come up to the standard. So it's a great program of purification. In the West, our devotees can hide behind pants and shirts and wigs, you know, which Srila Prabhupada allowed for book distribution. But in these countries, there's no hiding. We are public figures, 24 hours a day. We have to represent Srila Prabhupada and the parampara. 50 sets. You're thinking of 50 sets for now. You meet interested people often, is it? People who are actually interested to take the book. I think in the north, in Jaffna area, you could do.
I can tell one story.
Because they feel the need more.
Yes, we were there in Jaffna just 1 month ago. We were distributing in hospitals. And Jaikori Prabhu, I told him about Acharya Prabhu and Selam devotees, how they distribute. And then he said, I told them that they show, they present. It's not that Bhagavatam just, they have to present.
You have to show it to them, yeah.
Then he said, okay, today I will go. So he packed half of the set in his shoulder bag. I stayed back, I had some work. So he called after 15 minutes from the hospital. hospital.
Balji, two sets!
Two sets, 14,000, they pay on the spot. Within 15 minutes, he was praying.
Then why do you only want to take 50 then?
I'm just
Yeah, yeah.
It's not only interested people, if we go out and present, then they will pay.
Srila Prabhupada said that he wanted that every gentleman in America should have a set of his books in his house. And then after they'd been to all the universities, then they started just doing door to door. And they were selling sets of books in America. So, okay, all right, but already more than 1 month's gone. So they have to make up time. Yeah, so yeah, distribute these sets. And you can supplement the set, of course, with the Bhagavatam. You can also Gita, Science of Self-Realization. You can make Krishna. You can make a mega set with put as many whatever books are there in Tamil. Yeah, for the libraries. Yeah, whatever Tamil books are there, give it to them. And Sinhala books we need very much. How to put it? It's not good that after all these years we don't have Prabhupada's books in the local language. Yeah, yeah. Well, and that's good in one sense. You can go and meet him again also. Yeah, yeah. We have to do it. It has to be done. Urgent. Already one generation has gone. Our devotees first came here in when? 1976, I think. Hansaduta Maharaj came. 76, was it? Or 7? Yeah, they came. 76, so it's almost 40 years. So it's time. Time to get busy. That can be done also. Or they can buy them also. If we can get sponsors, we can donate. From the library, yeah, very good. Yeah, we should. Yeah, the people who go to libraries and read means they're interested in knowledge. Yeah. There are many things to do. Yeah. The educated people, the monks, all this. Yeah, many things to do. Yeah, introductory book, yeah.
So that softens the ground.
Yeah. Many things to do. There's a lot of work to do. Gradually things will develop. Well, it requires some research. I know almost nothing about... I know very little about Buddhism, and especially as it's practiced in Sri Lanka, I have very little idea, actually. It requires research. I'm busy. I have so many books to write. A lot of work to do. So you can all take part in this. Just I saw here. There's this college of arts, and it's drama, sculpture, poetry, music. You hardly see any such thing in all of India. What to speak of in some small town in Sri Lanka? That's a good sign. In Calcutta, near our temple, they have the Kala Niketan, a similar thing. Some places. There are some places in India where people actually have some interest in culture. There are a few places. Calcutta, Chennai, Varanasi, like that. Major cultural centers. But in general, it's just engineering colleges, that's all. Well, do something there. Let's see. Hare Krishna.